Does downtown Lexington have a parking problem? And if you believe it does, is it real or is it perceived or a little bit of each?
Tom, I think it does. For those that aren't that familiar with downtown, there's certainly a perceived problem with finding that space, how to get to it, how to pay for it, and how to exit it.
Does uncertainty about whether or not there might be a place to park, whether it might be convenient, whether it might be safe, do all those things play a negative role in these perceptions about parking in downtown Lexington?
I'll turn that one around and ask yourself, do you know where you're going to park when you go out Nicholasville Road to Fayette Mall or a shopping center? Do you know if there's going to be parking available at Hamburg? Well, you do. It's all around you. And that's the way we design it, those of us who work on suburban parking lots and suburban shopping centers, offices, et cetera. Downtown is a confused mess. There's just so many different lots. They're unorganized. Some are private. Some are public. So it's a confused operation, a patchwork.
Now let's talk about Church Street. I know that you have studied Church Street extensively. Directly north, the next street north of Short Street in downtown Lexington. Again, you've studied that extensively from one end to the other and have a pretty good idea of what could happen there. Can you detail that for us?
The area that I've looked at lies between Limestone and Broadway. There are 12 different properties that are located on this four-block area. There are 10 different property owners because there is one property owner who owns three different tracks. And there's 9 surface parking lots. Some are public, some are private. Some are public and private. Well, if you look back, stand back, and look at those lots in a contiguous way, how they could work together, they could all of a sudden become much more efficient. They could contain an alleyway for service vehicles. They could deliver services to Short Street, not on Short Street, but behind Short Street on this alleyway. We could locate service courtyards where we would have these deliveries take place, and those in those service courtyards we could have trash compactors. So we could not only provide a more cohesive solution to our downtown parking, but we could also service and pick up the trash much more efficiently.
I know that you've spoken with the property owners along Church Street, and if not a full consensus yet, you've got a lot of buy-in. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I have talked to several people up and down Church Street and Short Street, and I think most people, once they see this, they start to understand it. Once they see that it's not an infringement of their rights and this can be a more efficient system where they maintain ownership and they produce a higher level of income, a higher return for them, but at the same time collectively produce a more attractive Short Street, then I get the buy-in.